Melanie's given us a call from Bayview. Good morning, Melanie.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thank you. Tell us about your daughter.
Well, she died just over 4 years ago. She was 17 years old, and it was just a horrible teenage tragic accident where she tried to emulate a TV program where, you know, I don't know, the stupid American programs that I hate, you know, boy and girl break up, girl tries to kill herself, girl gets rescued, boy realises error is his ways and they get back together again. Unfortunately, it didn't work for her. But I think one of the hardest things that we find as a family is people just, they don't know what to say, so they don't say anything and they stay away. They don't come to visit. They don't call. If I run into them in the shopping centre, they'll say, oh, I'm so sorry. I wanted to ring you, but I didn't know what to say.
Mm.
And then we don't get to, I've had three friends get married in the last couple of years and we weren't invited to the wedding.
Mm.
And I think it's because they can't tolerate our sadness. And I think a lot of it is about this society of, oh, we have to be happy. And so if you're around sad people, oh, well, I don't want to be around sad people because they'll bring me down. So I'll just avoid them rather than thinking about, hey, we were friends. And while this sadness is so intolerable, maybe we should just cope with being around them, you know, a little bit for their sake. Let's be supportive to them and allow ourselves to feel a little bit of their sadness because that will support them.
How isolating for you.
It's very isolating. And it's hurtful, you know, not being invited to the weddings. But it's, you know, it's so much about this. I mean, it's almost like, you know, what you were saying with that, at least. It's like, oh, people want to make you feel better. I don't want to be made to feel better because that would be denying the existence of my daughter.
Mm.
You know, I want to feel sad. I don't want to feel better. So please don't try to make me feel better. Please just listen to how sad I feel and allow yourself to tolerate that sadness just for a short while.
Mm.
You know, you can go back home to your family and your kids and then you don't have to feel sad anymore. I can't ever have that. And I guess the other thing is, you know, looking at every member, my daughter was a twin and her twin brother is not coping with it even 4 years later. And I've overheard him now when people, you know, he meets people and they say, oh, have you got any brothers or sisters? And he says, no, I'm an only child. And I know that that's his way of dealing with it, and I understand that's his way of dealing with it. It's different to my way of dealing with it. So it can be so hard, even just within the family, we can't even support each other.
Gosh.
Those are the kind of things that, you know, I wish everybody else could understand. And I know they can't. They haven't been through it. You don't understand it until you've come close to it. But I really wish they would listen and try and just say, yep, I'm going to tolerate your sadness for a little while because you're my friend and I want to be around you.